Welcome back to the Mom Soup Podcast Show. Today, we are talking about taking a break from your podcast and if you should take a break, what to do if you already are taking a break, and basically all the goodness about podcast breaks. You don't want to miss this. Let's go. Hey, Mama, do you enjoy small, actionable, bite-sized tips that will help you start, grow, or monetize your podcast and save you time? Do you dream of having your ideal clients flock to you just by listening to your podcast? If you answered yes, let's reconnect you with your why, take action with your dreams, and give you the clarity that you crave. I'm on a mission to answer your burning questions about podcasting and give you the encouragement and strategies that you need. Each week, we'll dive into the tips, tricks, and tools to help you start or grow your podcast and help you feel more confident behind the mic. I'm Pamela Krista, a blogger and website designer turned podcast coach, podcast manager, and podcast strategist. But I'm also a Jesus lover, a wife, and a mama to five. So friend, I know how valuable your time is, and I promise you'll only get the good stuff here. This is Moms Who Podcast. Let's dive into today's episode. All right, friend. One of the common themes that I see, or the questions that I see, is should I take a break from the podcast? What if I'm already on a break? How do I come back from it? And so we're going to dive into some of those in this episode. I am going to break down some things in further episodes, but I really just want to address in this episode if you should take a break from your podcast. And if you do want to take a break from your podcast, what should you do, right? So my answer is no, I don't think you should take a break from your podcast. Podcasting is long form content. So let's talk about the positives real quick. The positive is that if you do take a break from your podcast, know that it is okay. It is okay if you simply need a break, you don't have it in you, whatever the reason may be, right? Because as a mom, there's so many reasons why we might need a break, and it's okay. So the cool thing about podcasting is that people are going to find your show in a year, in 2 years. And that is true if you go on a break. If you go on a break from your podcast, people are still going to be organically finding your podcast episodes. Of course, if you have SEO and a couple of other things in place, right, they're going to find your show. You're still going to see downloads. Your downloads won't be as high as if you were consistently publishing episodes. But just know that if you want to take a break from the podcast, or maybe you're listening to this and you are currently in the middle of a break, it's okay. It is okay. But if you're asking me, if you're consistently publishing episodes right now and you're thinking about taking a break, you know, summer's coming up, my answer is still no. I don't think you should take a break from your podcast. And the reason why is because, yes, podcasting is long form content. However, if you think about social media, your content only lives for a couple of hours, right? And then it's gone, right? Into the algorithm oblivion. But podcasting, your content is still there, right? However, the more you publish episodes, the more your show will grow. So if you're publishing episodes twice a week, then you're getting twice the downloads than you would if you were publishing once a week, right? If you are posting on social media, the same thing is true. The more that you post on social media, the more that you will grow, the more that new people will get eyes on your content. So the more that we publish podcast episodes, new people are going to see our content, right? So the more that you can publish episodes, the better. However, I recommend a minimum of once per week. That's what I do on my show, because right now, that's all I can handle. I can be committed to one episode a week. And I have some clients that are committed to every other week, and that's okay as well. I would say that the minimum, though, is once per week. I would say, though, in my personal, professional opinion, that once a week is just fine. If you can do every other week, that is okay. And then if you're doing twice a week, then that is great. I will say, I recently had somebody share on Instagram that they were publishing episodes twice a week. And then she went down to once per week, and she actually saw her downloads go up, right? And this all goes back to, what does your audience want? Do they want two episodes a week? Because you have to keep in mind your audience. Now, for me, my audience is moms, and I know that we don't have a lot of time, right? And so I don't even think that my audience, and maybe you, if you're listening to this, let me know on Instagram, send me a DM and let me know, but I don't think that you would want two episodes a week because we're so busy, right? And I know that my audience is a busy mom, and we don't have time to listen to an hour-long episode or even two episodes a week, right? It might even be too much. So you have to keep your audience in mind when you're thinking about when you want to publish episodes. Now, let's talk about if you want to take a break. So you're currently publishing episodes, and if you want to take a break from your podcast, I want you to think about what can you do to get prepared for that, right? This goes back to batching your episodes. If you want to take like a month off of podcasting, I would record 3 to 4 episodes while you're still publishing episodes and have that in the pipeline. And if you want to, you know, edit them and get them ready to go, then you're just going to be 3 or 4 weeks ahead, or you can just record them and have them there. And then as you want to, you can just edit them however you want to do it, right? And then if you have a podcast manager like me, you literally just record it and then I take care of the rest. And so you don't even have to record for like a whole nother month. So there's things that you can do to prepare for a break. So it's like you're technically taking a break from recording episodes, but your podcast is still going on. And that's what I recommend you do. So if I go on vacation, which we have a vacation planned for June, and I'm a little nervous about how this is going to work out, but I know that it'll be fine. But I'm going to have to work ahead and make sure that everything is uploaded and scheduled before I even leave to go on the trip. So we just have to think ahead and plan ahead, right? Now, let's talk about what to do if you are already on a break and you're like, oh my gosh, it's been so long. Maybe it's even been a couple of years, a couple of months. It doesn't even matter. I will say this though, if it's been an extended period of time, so if it's been more, I would even say if it's been more than 3 months, evaluate your podcast. Let's look at everything. Does the title need changed? Does the cover art need changed? Does your intro need redone, right? Which if it's been 3 months, it probably doesn't need redone. Take a look at those things. And if it's been over 6 months, I would definitely go through everything and just make sure that, you know, things don't need updated because it probably does. And then just start recording and just come back from your break. Come back from your break. Don't let, you know, the extended amount of time that you were away take away from coming back to your show. So that is how I feel about breaks. I feel like if you can help it, don't take one, prepare for it, batch record, do what you got to do to get those ready to go and scheduled. So that way you can have a couple of weeks to really take a break. And again, summer is coming up. So you have to start thinking about what you're going to do. And I know for me specifically, I need to figure out what I'm going to do, right? I have 5 kids. I work a full-time job and I'm a wife. So it's like right now, everybody's not here, right? My kids are actually off school today for, I don't even know why. It's not even holiday, but they don't have school today. My older kids don't. And then my younger kids don't have school either. So they are at my mother-in-law's house right now because I knew I wanted to record this morning before I go to work my full-time job. So I'm already thinking about like, okay, I knew this was coming up and I knew that I had to find a solution because I had to record today. So that's how I handled that situation. But again, summer is coming up. So I'm trying to think now, okay, everybody's going to be home, right? My kids don't go anywhere. Like they're always here. My kids are always here. If they're not at school or at softball practice, my daughter plays softball now. She's a cheerleader, does track, softball, all the things. So when she's not at practice, she's home. And my other kids aren't in extracurricular activities right now. So if they're not in school, they're at home, which leaves me with very little recording time. And I essentially have to record when they are either asleep or away from the home at school or at Nana's house. Like that's just how it has to be. So I encourage you to find your flow, find what works for you, and make podcasting as great as you can make it for you. Because we all have different families and different dynamics and our businesses are different. And when I can record is way different than when somebody else can record, which makes it so challenging for guest interviews and all the things. But if you have a system in place then you just say, like, I like when I do guest interviews, I'm like, hey, these are the times that I can record. So for me, the only times that I can really record a podcast guest interview is either early in the morning from the hours of 9 to 10 or after my kids go to bed. So we're talking like 10, 11 o'clock at night. Outside of those hours, it's really hard because if my husband's not home, he's talking to me, or I'm obviously at work in my full-time job. So it's very challenging to do any other times during the day. But I encourage you to find your flow, find what works for you. And if you're going to take a break, prepare for it. And if you are currently on a break, come back from your break. It is okay. Your listeners are still there for you. You'll get new listeners. You'll get your old listeners. And it's going to be great. If you loved this episode, I would love it if you would leave me a review. I am really trying to grow the show and reach as many moms with an online business as possible. Please send them this episode and let them know that you think that this would bless them. That would mean so much to me. And if you want strategy on this, on batching episodes or taking a break from your podcast or any of the things that we talked about in this episode or any of the things that I talk about on this show in general, or if I haven't covered a topic, please let me know. But all of the information to work with me is inside of the show notes. Please check that out. You can always send me a message on Instagram. I would love to hear from you. It's my favorite thing ever when I get a message about the podcast. It literally makes my whole entire day, my whole entire week or month, like my year. It really, really makes me so happy when I know that people are loving the show. Thank you so much for all the support, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you feel this blessed you in your business in any way, please share this with a friend who you know would love this. Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. That is the number one way to say thank you and the only way that I know you're loving the show. Plus, it encourages me to keep going. Please don't forget to also follow this podcast by hitting the plus icon up at the top so that you're notified when new episodes are available. Lastly, come on over to our Facebook group where you can get more information about podcasting, get inspired, network, and connect with other podcasting moms. Head to PamelaCrista.com/community and head to PamelaCrista.com to see how we can work together. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. I'll chat with you soon, friend.